This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky is joined by guest StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski. Lee?
Dave, the dairy industry's cash market seems to be looking for definitive direction with respect to government aid and the Food Box program. What can you tell us?
Well, Lee, the word we got late last week at the time of this recording was the Food Box program is going to continue unabated in the month of March, and the dollar figure is somewhere very close to what they earmarked or spent, rather, in February, so somewhere in the $350 million range to procure these food boxes. So, again, everybody's kind of been doubting the Food Box program and the thoughts that, you know, the new administration might make some changes to it or it doesn't mean as much. But when you add it all together, Lee, if that rumor holds true, and by the time this airs, we may know, the fact of the matter is, between the Food Box program and Section 32 money that they have for buying commodities and through the dairy product donation program, all of these different government programs right now, I mean, if you add it up, you're looking at potentially the U.S. government spending more money on food in 2021 than they did in 2020.
And what do you see its effect on cheese prices then, Dave?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, there's a couple things at play, but we have a lot more milk now than we did last year at this time. So we do have the available milk supply. What we have seen is that the cheese manufacturers notice that there's a little bit of a slow, I mean, there's been a slowdown in demand for cheese, even throughout this whole pandemic. Retail sales up 10 to 15%, but that hasn't offset the restaurant or food service sales entirely. So the government's made up a lot of that difference. But the point is, cheese manufacturing has been somewhat constrained and remained constrained through the end of last year. Does that change this year? If it changes this year with all this milk that we have, you know, maybe we could see additional pressure put on the markets. But right now, I kind of see this market in the same way that I saw it 30 days and 60 days ago. You're in a pandemic. You're going to have some shock and awe announcements from the government, and you're going to have some volatility for the futures markets.
StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. Now the latest on the CFAP assistance programs. Here's USDA chief economist Seth Meyer with an update.
It is indeed frozen. It remains frozen. It is perhaps not surprising when you have a change of administration that they want to stop, take a look at this, understand what this is targeting, where they think there may be gaps, and then what money is available. So they are indeed intensely discussing what the next step is.
Any future decisions on the coronavirus food assistance program should be coming after Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is confirmed.
I don't have a date for you in terms of when this will unfold. My guess is that these are discussions that will happen in earnest should the secretary be confirmed next week. I think that we have overcome lots of the pandemic-related supply chain disruptions, but I think we continue to see them. I mentioned briefly container shipments. That's COVID-related. And the dairy folks might express a lot of concern about that. I think we've probably developed some costs in what we're doing and some risk-sharing behavior that will continue into the future for as long as folks have this in the back of their mind as a possible outcome of what we saw in 2020.
He says besides the pandemic, the other wild card for farmers is the weather.
I would argue the crop finished worse than it started last year, and then we had dryness, which continued to expand. Those cattle producers may have had less forage. At the same time, now they're looking around for forage to feed those animals facing a lot of cold. So when I talk about weather, you know, weather always has the last say. We can talk about underlying current supply and demand conditions and, you know, what does the market for export of meat look like? Weather will always have a say.
Speaking at USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum, he summed things up.
I think both the prospects for crops and livestock are good based upon continued strong domestic demand and good exports. And we expect, though, alternatively, that we'll have a sharp increase in cash receipts.
Again, comments from USDA chief economist Seth Meyer. Coming up tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, we've been talking a lot about the weather. We'll get a spring weather update from Eric Snodgrass, the principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions. That's tomorrow on our PDPW Producer Tuesday. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.